You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
The slander should be brought to the Kohen. It says, Vehuva el Kohen. So first of all, why this slander should come to the Kohen? Usually if you have like a skin problem, who do you go to?
Doctor.
Or you can, you know, buy some over-counter ointment or cortisone. You know, just rub it on your play spot and that's it. But it says, Huva el Kohen, has to be brought to the Kohen.
For purity, it's not for
them.
Purity? Yes.
Go to mikveh.
Not good enough.
Try, do netilat yadayim.
Cannot color it.
Why?
The slander is so heavy that you cannot color it.
Which is greater, to look at the Kohen or go to the mikveh?
No, the Kohen has a purity. The process that Kohen goes through.
No, but here it says you have to go to the Kohen.
Because he's actually like a doctor at this time.
What does he do? He didn't do anything. The manual is there. If the manual is there, so you don't need to go to the Kohen.
He has to announce it.
He, not the Kohen. No, not the Kohen.
The Kohen knows if you are pure or not. That's the, he has the
Chokmah. No, it's not true. Let's say Hilchot Kohanim, like today, who knows better, the rabbi or the Kohen, with all respect?
They don't have the time of Beit HaMikdash, so it's different.
No. Even in our time of Beit HaMikdash, we had about 300 Kohanim Gadol that they bought the position to be, and we lost all of them. To have the knowledge of what to do has nothing to do either your Kohen, or Yisrael, or Levi. Has nothing to do with it. So that's what, you know, I'm trying to find out. Why he has to go to the Kohen? What happened all of a sudden that Hashem gave him a son? What happened?
Lashon Hara.
So what does Lashon Hara mean?
Putting down somebody.
No. Chassid Shalom. I'm sorry?
Talking about something.
He said the lie or the truth?
Both. It could be lie, it could be truth.
You're talking against Hashem. Lashon Hara is actually talking
No. Yeah, I'll say it in English now. Did he say lie or the truth?
Lie. True. Both.
No. When he passed the information, was it a lie or a truth? When you go to somebody and tell him why you said the Lashon Hara, what's his reaction?
I said the truth.
That's what they say. So what's wrong with it?
To them is the truth.
No, it is the truth. Not listen to them. Is this the truth? He says exactly what happened last night. He said exactly what he did. He said exactly what went on. Exactly the truth. Why?
Because it's not.
He's trying to inform you. I mean, if it's not, you know, it's not his, you know, his task to do this, but why you make your ear sharp to hear it? You cannot wait to hear what he says. You're not going to run away. Will you run away?
Yes.
No, you're not going to run away. No. You have a video. No, you're not going to run away. He never put the phone down and
but
somebody
says, he's very juicy.
No, it's more than that.
It's a divorce virus.
No, we're not talking about that at all. No, that's not the subject. No, you're going out of the border. No.
Okay.
He said the truth or the lie. What did he say?
The truth.
So now the Torah says, Huva el Kohen. Why? Aharon HaKohen, did he say the truth or the lie?
Aharon HaKohen said the correct things about Moshe, right?
Aharon HaKohen, did he say the truth or the lie?
True. About Sipora and Moshe.
Aharon HaKohen, Alav HaShalom, when he made shalom between people,
he lied.
Did he say the truth or the lie?
He lied.
Did he say the truth or the lie?
He lied.
He said the truth. He said he fainted. He has fever. He's missing you. Is that the truth? So now the Torah says that this is slander. Huva ela kohen. You claiming, I said the amen. But who said you should say amen? Learn from Aaron HaKohen. People come and say, did you see what happened? Say, no, I didn't see. Did you hear? You say?
No, I didn't.
No, lie! Lie! So that's why the Torah says you have to bring the slander to Kohen to learn for Darkei Shalom and to learn that Chas V'Shalom, you not destroy the people and the families. You have to learn. I don't know. I didn't hear. I wasn't there. And now, Chas V'Shalom, you claim, oh, what did I say? I said I met. Of course, the Torah says, Midevar Shecher Tirhab. It says in the Torah. So you cannot say, I said emet. You have to say emet. But your emet should not destroy people and the families. So that's why the Torah says, Behuva, you have to bring him. You have to bring, push him against his will to learn from Aharon HaKohen. Hashem is Zakeinu, Tevizal Hashem Yitbarach, that all these viruses, this Malshinim, Avog Lashon Hara, will be away from Kol Am Yisrael. And Tevizal Hashem Yitzkev Yeshuot Bekarov. Amen.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.